He's also done another documentary just recently called The Imposter, which is a documentary. It's a concerto for banjo with a full orchestra. So I just want to say the auspicious coincidence that these two met at a square dance in Nashville, Tennessee. Years ago, Bela was playing music, Abby was dancing, and that started something other. But that took a while. Hold that thought, okay? And in the meantime, Abigail is at a bluegrass festival, and she wins a record contract. So she has decided, rather than maybe law in China, that she's going to pursue music. The two of them get together. When you think about the continents that their music has touched, moved, and inspired, and continues to do so, bring in the factor that they now have a beautiful son named Juno. And you all, it's with good fortune that we are right here, right now. Bela and Abigail Washburn. Thank you.
Those were two tunes, Sally in the Garden, Polly Put the Kettle On. Now we're going to do a song that was written by Washington Phillips out of Georgia in the 1930s. He was recorded playing 18 songs total. They're all beautiful gospel songs. This is one of them, I think my favorite one. All done away. introduction, Layla.
Well, that was something.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for that. That was like a... I think you need to write a biography for us or something. that was beautiful. I'm good for water. Do you need water, baby? Yeah. Layla wants some water.
Wah, wah, as Juno says. We're starting to get cheese.
Yeah, water is starting to happen.
Water.
Right, Juno?
Wah, wah, thank you.
I mean, this is such a trip for us. This is the first time we get to play Oaks Park and look at this little person that we're lucky enough to create. And it's such a trip. I think a lot of you probably have had the experience of looking out and seeing your little one and going, really? Wow. We're going to do a song that I learned from my Chinese teacher in 1996 in Sichuan province in China. And this is called Kang Ding Qing Ge. And that means the love song of Kang Ding. And Kang Ding is this beautiful place on the Tibetan plateau at the foot of the Himalayas. And there's this herdsman that gets on his horse. Yeah. He starts up the mountain, and he gets to the top of the mountain, and he looks down on his hometown of Kangding, and he thinks to himself, I live in the most beautiful place in the world. I think we can all relate to that right now. And then he starts back down the mountain. And he comes to a rushing river. A trickling stream. He comes to a trickling stream. And he thinks to himself, ah, a fair maiden washing clothes in the river. And on first thought, he thinks, wow, she's just so beautiful. And on second thought, he thinks, I bet she'd make me some great babies. Yu liang wan wan. And under the moonlight, the human race continues. And this comes from a land of 1.3 billion people, so I think they know what they're talking about. Kang Ding Qing Ge. Thank you.
So does anybody have any questions?
You know how much okay. We love you.
This is one we can hear.
Oh, that's a nice question. It's got a compliment within it. How did you learn how to tell such a nice story? Do you mean related to the Chinese song that we just did? Well, we realized many people wouldn't understand the Chinese. Perhaps we should give them a clue as to what's being said. Although I've heard from people, they just like hearing it and coming up with their own idea of what's going on in the song, too. I don't know, do you guys have a preference? Who's for knowing exactly what's happening in a Chinese song at all times? My parents are with you guys. And who's for just the mystery? I mean, yeah. This is a balanced audience.
You should just tell half the story and then just leave. I got one vote for that.
Well, Bela's namesake, can I tell the story that if Bela's parents had had a girl, his mom was going to name the girl, but if Bela's parents had a boy, the father was going to name him, so... Bela is a of the male species, and so far as I can tell, and his biological father decided to name him after Hungarian composers. So it's Bela Anton Lajos Fleck, and Bela's never actually performed any Bela Bartok music, even though that's his namesake. So this is the first time that he arranged a Bela Bartok piece.
Yeah, it's actually a couple of little short piano pieces for children that a child could play by themselves, but it takes two banjo players to play. and then we're going to go into a couple of other things.
Bela on this Bartok piece is the right hand of the piano, and I think I'm the left. Is that right? No, you're the left. No. You're the left hand, and I'm the right hand.
Thank you.
too cool a story not to tell. To describe at least what this song is about.
All right, this is called Haohua. Haohua means good. Haohua hong means good flower red. And it's about a little red bud on a tree. It's an old traditional song, old as time itself, from southeastern China. It's about a little red bud on a tree. It's about looking at that little red bud, and then standing down in the Yan River Valley and looking up at the Yan Mountain and seeing it blazing red, and knowing that that redness all comes from a little red bud on the tree that becomes the red leaf that becomes the blazing mountain of red. So this should basically be called redness.
Juno has been messing around with any instruments yet? Yeah.
Besides banjo.
You mean real instruments? Yeah, he plays a little bit of piano. He's gotten a lesson from Chick Corea. Show Chick a thing or two. And he plays a little bit of drums. He's gotten a lesson from Jamie Dick, a great drummer friend of ours.
Did you guys see Rhiannon Giddens last night? He was playing with her.
But mostly he really likes marbles and rocks.
This is a brand new tune we just made up a couple weeks ago. Thank you.
fun. And we just asked a friend of ours to come up here and jam with us on some stuff that he's never played before.
Please make Edgar Meyer welcome to the stage. This is a song that I learned from a little girl in Sichuan province in China. I went there after the earthquake, the big earthquake that hit a few years ago. And I was performing in relocation schools where the kids had been taken away from the towns that had crumbled in the earthquake and were being educated in a safe environment. But they were far away from their families, and so they were struggling a lot. And I had the good fortune to get to go over there and get to perform for the kids and have a moment with them that was just lighthearted and soulful. And after I would perform, I'd have these kids come up to me and I'd have this long line of kids who would say, "We want to sing for you. You sang for us. Now we're going to sing for you." And so I'd just listen to each kid sing me songs. And they were mostly Chinese pop songs. Yeah. Like, anybody heard?
月亮代表我的心.
That was one that happened a lot. No. The moonlight represents my heart. But there was this one little girl that came up to me and said, "Wang Dajie, big sister Wang, that big sister Washburn. I want to sing a song for you that my mom taught me. My mom was swallowed up in the earthquake, and I miss her, and I want to sing this with you." So we sang this together, and it was a very touching moment. I was crying, and she was crying, and just made me realize how connected we all are, especially in song. So I'm hoping you'll sing this with me, and it is in Chinese, but you can handle it. I know you can. It's actually in a language that it's like, you know, in Scottish music when you sing "Dolly Dilly Dum Dilly Dum Dum Day" or something like that. The words don't actually mean anything. It's this a fire song that they sing up in this particular song of Sichuan, part of Sichuan, and they dance around the fire and they sing this. So I'll sing it for you, and then we'll learn it together.
Sala hey ho, sala shi, sala de ho, sala shi, sala one maru one bolo, sala de ho, sala shi.
Okay, we'll start with the first line.
Sala hey ho, sala shi.
Sala hey ho, sala shi.
Oh my Lord, you're so good.
Sala de ho, sala shi.
Sala
deo, sala shi. Sala one bar.
Sala one bar.
One bolo.
One bolo.
Sala deo, sala shi.
Sala deo, sala shi.
Oh, you're so really, really good at this. Thanks for singing. And there's a part in there, sala wambar wambolo, that can be hard to remember. And my good friend Kai, who I got to perform here at Telluride with 3 or 4 years ago, he came up with a way to remember that, which is sala wambar. You know, in one bar, there's only going to be one guy with a bolo tie on, usually. So sala wambar wambolo. That's how you remember.
Sala, hey yo, sala.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault, nobody. Nobody.
He's doing a concerto with an orchestra.
The imposter.
That is awesome. Yeah.
What are you guys up to?
I think we're going to see. Yeah, that's who's next. Yep. We haven't even got our tickets yet.
We have a really full schedule here. Up into the middle of the lawn, and we played our whole set right there. And we did this song. This is an old gospel song.
I just
song.
Gotta get in the shade before I burn up. Do you know where you're situated?
I got the key to the kingdom. World can't do me no work. I've got the keys to the kingdom. World can't do me no harm. Snap your finger. Get the trumpet, move on down to the sea. Don't you sound a trumpet till you hear from me. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I'm gonna sing that refrain a lot. Maybe you'll sing it with me. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. In my bosom, I carry them everywhere.
keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Take it, baby.
Edgar Meyer, Dan Effect, Abigail Washburn.